It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing in the New York, New Jersey metro area and beyond, and of course worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. Well, thank you, New York. Week in and week out, I've been coming to you like a broken record here, but hey, you know, being in the top 10 in New York AM radio is a big deal. Jeffrey Hazlett recently said, hey, you know, top 10, it's pretty big stuff. Hey, guess what? It is big stuff. And this is the Nielsen ratings. This is not just some opinions. You stop 10 people in Penn Station downstairs from 77WC. No. This is the real thing. Nielsen ratings has us. In fact, a couple of months ago, we were number 3. That was pretty cool. Anyways, this show, all the listeners know, we cover such a wide range of businesses, professions, categories, including sales, social media, leadership, strategic planning, communications, entrepreneurship, financial planning, time management, hiring, and so many other topics. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in the business world and to be successful with your clients. We're going to share some real secrets on how to do that. As we do each week, just to be fair, you know, we open with some thank you. Special thank you to the great team at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, and to the great folks here at Bottom Line Marketing Group who play such an important support role for the show. Sruli, Michal, Eliana, Miriam, Dina, Tova, thank you. And of course, I want to give a shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on, the B-Tank Magazine, C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, the OG Podcast Network, Playa.fm, iTunes, YouTube. We have a robust YouTube channel. And yes, it's been referred to as a virtual university because we cover such a wide range of topics and it's all there. The easiest way to access every single show is by going to mybradio.com. mybradio.com. That's where you can pick up the recent interview I had with Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at General Electric. What about the interview we had with John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi? You know, he talked about how Steve Jobs got him to come over to Apple from Pepsi. And somebody, Dawn Fay, District President Robert Half. What about the founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy, Dick Scholes? Every single guest is available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, let's get to tonight's guest right here with me in studio, a special treat. And you'll hear why for a number of reasons. Yeah, there's a pun in there, but I don't expect the audience to get it. Like, who does he have already? Okay, I'm going to share it. Okay. Shimshi Templar, Cooney Gans, and David Stanton. And they are part of none other, Soho Platters. Let me just give you a little background here. Soho Platters is a unique platter delivery service designed to meet the needs of the corporate world. Soho Platters are perfect for meetings, networking events, to gift to your business partners. Or, hey, you know, it's a good idea to show your employees that you love them, right? Love them. You ever heard the book, Love Them or Lose Them? You got to show your employees recognition. And guess what? Soho Platters is this very unique way. I have to be honest here. I've drank the Kool-Aid. Here at Bottom Line, our employees know a number of times we had Soho Platters come in. And I'm going to open it up, but just I got to, you know, share from my own experience. I never had an experience where the company just comes in, handles everything, doesn't leave until the person that, you know, secured the order signs off on it. They even leave their own garbage can. I mean, here's the thing about them. They think of every last detail. And in business, those little details make a big difference, the little ones and the big ones. So I'm going to jump in, but we're going to talk about the importance of doing business over food, the importance of a streamlined customer experience, how key that is. And we're going to talk about corporate gifting as well. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Shimshi Templar, the CEO and founder of Soho Platters, Cooney Gans, director of marketing, and David Stanton from somewhere other than, you know, somewhere in the planet, but he's here and he's part of Soho. Wait till you hear him also. Director of Sales. Folks, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm going to open with Shimshi Templer, the CEO and founder. Perhaps you can introduce the company, Soho Platters, by briefly describing, you know, how you, what's the backstory of this business?
So Yitzhak, thanks for having us. It's a pleasure being here. Soho Platters, like you mentioned, is a food service company that was structured and designed with a corporate world in mind. We find that there are three basic difficulties when it comes for corporate businesses to order food. Mm-hmm. Let's say you have a corporate meeting the following week. A typical example would be you would call up your local cafe, your local store, and just try to order the food that you're looking for. And typically, the communication with the store is a drop difficult.
It's a clunky process because, let's face it, the typical cafe is not wired to interact with a corporate customer, even though corporate clients have much higher value. But, you know, let's just face it, the person's behind the counter, there's five people online in front of them, and a corporate client is coming, wants to place an order that might be $300, $400, $500, maybe $700.
Correct.
But meanwhile, someone in front of them is waiting for their sandwich that costs, you know, $5, but that person's in front of them. So
Correct. They're
not prepared to deal for the corporate,
client. So there's no, like I mentioned, there's no attention to detail that we focus.
Right. It's not a knock on the typical place. It's just they're not wired for it.
Correct. And there's no transparency what to expect. That's a very important point. Usually when you want to order, you want to know what to expect
when
the order arrives. And usually, like you mentioned, cafes are usually very overwhelmed dealing with people. And they don't have the time to give you the time that you deserve. Now, the second point that I want to make is presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when you order from your local store, it would become you would get it in bags and different kind of boxes.
And if I can add, the driver is calling from outside, say, hey, my driver's downstairs. Meanwhile, the company's up on the 17th floor. They don't have someone to leave their desk and go and get it.
Yes. Yeah,
that's typical.
And when you open up that box, you would see random sources and you wouldn't know exactly where to put it, right?
Hopefully
and
seal tight.
While you open up the food, there are tiny packets of ketchup that you're wondering if it's appropriate to open up with your mouth. And when you open it up, it's basically all over yourself. And let's get to the paper goods. Basically, once you open it up, you see that, you know, hoping that there is food, there's forks, there's knives, there's spoons. So you want to have that corporate image, which is missing when that food comes in. The third thing that I want to mention, which is very important, is the types of food that you're receiving. Most cafes don't offer that variety of foods which is geared towards for meetings. For instance, finger food, which is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would get those types of food that are usually very messy to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And you would get to fork away on that eggplant parmesan while you're having that that corporate meeting that's not really, you know, the image that you want to give
fit.
To the clients. So we at Soho Platters researched the entire corporate food industry. And what we have done is we have simplified the entire ordering process in a way where when you place that order, you get to review exactly what you're receiving.
Yeah.
You get to see exactly in details the quantity, what you're getting, the presentation. And second of all, we have designed, we've made a very big emphasis on the box presentation, the paper goods, the pouches, the napkins, you know, everything in style. So it actually comes into your office, you know, it gives you that look that you're really looking for.
Now, if I may, I have to share a story. I'm not going to share, you know, anything that's confidential. The first time we ordered from Soho Platters was for a very impressive pitch for a client. Okay. The person had flown in from out of the country, actually. We ordered Soho Platters. They came, set up. The individual at that meeting a few times mentioned, now it's still in the process, so if they land again, it was, you know, it was only 2-3 months ago and there's a buying cycle. But this individual a few times commented, said, "This is so impressive. This is so impressive." They mentioned it a few times. And therefore, if I may, I want to go just to my next question is, when was that aha moment that you came, that you're like, bam, this is a great idea. No one's doing it. I'm moving into this area.
It's actually a very interesting question. Back in 2015, I was approached by a friend of mine to buy a local cafe.
Okay.
I jumped into it without really knowing the ins and outs.
You sound like a real entrepreneur.
Of the food industry.
Okay.
In the beginning, it was very tough.
Okay.
As you will know, the food industry is a tough, tough market. Long hours, hands-on involvement.
Yeah.
And the store was doing very well, servicing over 700 people a day. The challenge that I had was servicing business meetings.
Right.
We got constant requests from corporate companies, you know, to send them food platters. But I never had that confidence in myself that I'm actually living up to their standards.
That sounds like history to me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I took up that challenge and I researched ways to service businesses. I am no foodie. I have no background in food, but I do have a knack for business.
That's shocking.
And I actually...
Well, not that you have a background for business. But the fact, I mean, you have it down to such a science. Sounds, you know, to me, it's like you're doing this for decades.
Right. And actually, the first interaction with marketing was, Yitzhak, was your book. My wife actually bought it as a gift for the first experience. So as I was going along, at that point, I developed a new brand, which is called Soho Platters.
Now, I soon we're going to go to a commercial break, but I just want to get in. I'm going to turn to David here on this one. Who is the typical customer for Soho Platters?
Our typical customer ranges from law firms, insurance agencies, health and home care, construction and real estate, and last but not least, financial service providers.
Now, of course, you cover a wide range, but I mean, those particularly, I mean, that you really have to impress that client in order to win them over.
That's correct.
Now, I'm sorry, before I go to a break here, but what's that accent?
English. Born and bred.
Beautiful. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be with the executives at Soho Platters. By the way, before we go to the break, I'm sorry, how can people find out more about it? What's the direct line for people to call in? What's the website? What is it?
So it's 718-972-7646, or you can go online to sohoplatters.com. Again, 718-972-7646, or you can go on to sohoplatters.com.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman and Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman and Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman and Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftos right here on 77 WABC. I am here with the founder of Soho Platter, Shimshi Templar, and with some other executives at the company, Cooney Gans, David Stanton. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I can't believe it. We didn't bring it up in the first segment. You guys have a wild giveaway. I mean, you know, my guests are very gracious people. I can't believe it. This is very, very nice of you. Very kind of you. Two lucky listeners. Now listen up, folks. This is not something you get every day. This is each one. It's a value of roughly $400. It's going to two separate companies. Not one, two. One winner cannot win both, okay? Let's make it clear. Two separate winners are going to win a completely catered meal for six. Okay, and by the way, we're going to get to that later. This six is like feeds like kind of nine, you know what I mean, or even more. They don't skimp. They deliver. Soho Platters is known for that. Two lucky listeners are going to win. You could order it in. You either do it for your employees or do it for a great meeting that, you know, a prospect you really want to close the deal. Hey, you know, just recently, a number of times when we had serious meetings, we ordered in. And yes, the results are great. Yeah, I'm being honest. In fact, one of them recently, we did close at that meeting with over Soho Platters. So two lucky listeners are going to win a meal for six. All you have to do, I know you're waiting to hear how to get it. Okay, I'll tell you. 64600. That's all you got to do. You text in 64600. Put in three letters. You got to do something, right? MYB for Mind Your Business. So again, text over MYB to 64600. Two lucky companies are going to win a completely catered meal for six from Soho Platters. I mean, please. I mean, no one really tells me you don't get anything from the show. You get great value. But you get, I mean, this is unbelievable. First of all, thank you. I mean, you're giving away $800 here on 77 WABC. You know there are like 40,000 listeners to the show? We're going to get some entries here. Definitely. All right? So again, enter 64600, text over MYB. Two lucky companies are going to win a fully catered meal for six, which really feeds like 9, 10, 12. But yeah, again, all you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. We have a lot to cover, so we got to get back to the show here. Before the break, you had mentioned your telephone number and the website. And I noticed it was 718. What was the number again?
718-972-7646.
So I'm going to ask the obvious question here. If I have a company in Manhattan, I have a company in Bayonne, I have a company in North Jersey. I'm in Queens. I'm in the Five Towns. Am I out of range?
No. Actually, Soho Platters currently services throughout the entire tri-state region, including our excellent clientele all the way into the heart of Pennsylvania.
Get out of here.
I'm serious.
Heart of Pennsylvania? If someone is in the Poconos, someone's, you know, even right over the Delaware Water Gap, they can call Soho?
That's right.
Man, you guys have range.
We're wild.
I love it. Now, let's start. I'm going to turn back to David. Cooney, I'm going to get to you. Don't worry. We're not leaving you out of the picture here. Let's start with in-house events. You know, we know how important it is, corporate culture, employee satisfaction. You have to keep your staff engaged. Give me some tips on that and how Soho Platters factors into that equation.
So I'm actually a very big believer that food is the best form of showing one's appreciation to one's employees without it being connected to a price tag. And I want to explain that.
Sure.
You see, it was, a 4th of July weekend. Mm-hmm. I attended this barbecue taking place in New Jersey for a company that made a barbecue for 1,500 employees. Okay, a phenomenal event. Mm-hmm. And there was, and I was very, very inspired by it, you know, I'm looking at the tables and I noticed we have CEOs, managers, directors, marketers, mm-hmm. people ranging from $10 to $100 million a year in personal profit and revenue.
Mm-hmm.
People making 100,000, people making just above minimum wage. And they're all sitting around the barbecue, you know, there's multiple tables outside set up nicely in their car park and in their canteen. And they're all enjoying this beautiful, beautiful event together in unity. And it hit me something very inspirational that there was no difference between the CEO of a company and the regular person working on minimum wage. And to me, that was something very, very, very inspirational. So,
and they're all comfortable with each other.
Unbelievably. And then I thought about it. Imagine if we didn't give food and we transformed it into, let's just say, money. Again, you got a guy making $300,000 a year, okay? And instead of put it this way. I figured it out, okay? That if they have 1,500 employees, okay, and it averages out at, let's say, $15 to $20 a head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're looking at roughly $20,000 to $25,000 spent on that 1.5 to 2 hour barbecue. Now, imagine if they transform that. Instead of putting in all the effort into creating such a beautiful event,
mm-hmm.
they just decided, how about we give everybody like an Amazon Prime gift card for $20? You know what that would feel like to a guy that's making $300,000 a year to get $20? Unbelievably terrible.
Yeah.
But you know what this is? I realize food is something that isn't connected with a price tag. It's an experience. And it's an experience the CEO of a company can share right there with his employees. Not a $20 gift card.
You know, it's so true. It's so true. David, you explained it so well. But the fact of the matter is that here you even explained it. It's the experience. It's the experience. And of course, when it's over food, and let's face it, I mean, again, business people going out for dinner is the oldest thing in the book. But here, when a company, I mean, you had a great example, but now I'm going to apply it back to how we used it at Bottom Line and to the many, I imagine, hundreds if not thousands of clients of Soho Platters. If I have a meeting with a prospect or a client and I want to wow them, yes, I could order in a tray of some fruit or get some cookies. You know, it's nice. It gets by. But it's not an experience. It's not wow. It's not what happens is when we order in Soho and you have these very, I mean, soon we have to get to that. I don't know who designed it. You have these fascinating packages that serve both as a protective device. And then once you come in, you stand it up on the table. I'm going to turn to Cooney on that one. Who thought of that? It's genius.
That's all Shimshi's credit. He's a genius.
So I'm supposed to turn to Shimshi. Okay. All right, so Shimshi, who thought of that? It's genius.
So this is what I mentioned before. I was sitting and brainstorming, how can we give that corporate company the kind of image that they're looking for? So we created this kind of box where, like you mentioned, it has a cover, but at the same time becomes a stand. And as you use it, you get the kind of experience that you wouldn't get only from a real catering company bringing in their own props. And this is the big point, right? After the meeting is done, everything goes to the garbage, including those glass bottles, including those holders, which is not, we usually for companies, when they have the props coming in and out, it's a huge hassle.
Right.
You got to take it, you got to pick it up. For here, you get the same time you get that kind of image, that corporate image that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, it's disposable. Everything goes in the garbage after that. So that was,
the box that you have, I was so blown away. And it's business efficiency. I mean, if I may, I would say you're like the Apple, in terms of products. Everyone knows how the brains that go into the design. That's really what, in my mind, I compare you guys to.
Correct. And we have sat and studied the entire corporate market to understand how to design these packages, what to relate to the customer, how it relates to the customer that they want to impress. And yes, the feedback has been amazing.
So I'm going to turn back to Cooney here. You know, tell
just
us.
Just add one point. Sure, that she didn't sure. That's in the depth of everything. It's eco-friendly as well. These boxes are made out of paper. It's eco-friendly. Really? We thought about the environment.
It's not just like plastic.
No,
or,
there's no plastic. Everything
it felt. It was very strong. There wasn't. Sure. I want to explain because I know I've experienced it. I'm pretty shocked that you're telling me it's paper because it was strong. It's not like flimsy. It's not like it's not going to. It must be able to hold, I don't know, like 30 pounds or something like that.
And I want to add, these are handmade platters.
We go above and beyond.
Now,
as the platters itself are also designed by professionals, what's inside?
Let's talk about the ordering process. This is an important angle because of how efficient, and you have the whole process down to a science. Explain, you know, how the ordering process works.
Soho Platters, we understand the corporate culture. We understand today's fast-moving society. So therefore, we went all out with all possible technologies to make it easy, clear, and with a streamlined process without much human interaction. So it's all done in a lightning speed.
Now, it's okay. I want to address one thing. We understand that there are many benefits to doing it online. It's they could see the process. It's all. But in the beginning, especially the first time, I imagine that I'm just talking from experience. People will want to call in. They'll want to talk with someone. Is that okay?
Sure, totally. Now, we have the online where you can just put together your platters,
right.
Or we have the ready-made corporate packages, which has the full lunch for your meeting or breakfast set up. It's a click of a button, you check out, and done.
Gotcha. But once we're talking about it, there are people out there that are going, you know, that want to write this down. What is the phone number, the direct line?
718-972-7646. 718-972-7646.
And the website?
It's sohoplatters.com. Mm. Sohoplatters.com. Select the corporate package we have over there. And we have three tiers. There's standard, premium, deluxe.
You know, it's great you mentioned that because it's in the corporate world, it's known that in general, you don't want to have something where it's just it's one option. It's one or none. You want to have different options because, listen, there are different, you know, gradations of experiences that are needed at a particular time. Sometimes a person, you know, someone like I had, someone flew in, you know, from a different country, and I had to make sure to, you know, reflect that the fact that the person came here to my company, so I may have gone, you know, with an upgraded category.
We thought about that. That's why we made it this way.
Now, what's the process like as far as the human interaction? Because at the end of the day, you're delivering food. It's you're using technology. It's automated, but at the same time, you know, I don't want 3D printed food. You know, I mean, the food is delicious, but so how does that all work?
So if you'd like to use a professional sales team, say it's a bigger meeting or event, or, you know, as you mentioned, people, when it comes to food, people would like to have that initial human interaction. We will send you a detailed quote clearly stating what you're getting, how much you're paying, and it even has a small picture next to each item so you see what it is. It's all designed so it's, you know, it's basically simple.
Now, later on in the show, I do want to talk about the recent event that we had at 77 WABC, the Executive Business Forum. Of course, folks, we are going to play the interview that I had with Joseph Aboud, the noted fashion design icon. Soho Platters was really the star sponsor at that event. And I'm going to turn to David on this one. You know, it's, you know, I mean, thinking about doing that without food is not part of the equation. You can't do it. But it added so much to the experience. The fact that it was delicious food, that it was set up so beautifully. Describe how critical it is at a networking event to have a company that will deliver delicious food on time, beautifully set up, hassle-free. Hassle-free is, I mean, you know, was this, Shimshi talked about it early on. You know, I mean, I know when we used to order from cafes, you know, and then we got the call, all right, you know, my driver's outside, why don't you meet him already? You know, like, and send bags, and you get it, like was discussed. At a networking event, I don't need any headaches in my mind. I need the food to come and just voila. That's what you guys do. Maybe you could talk about that event and other events that you've handled.
Yitzhak, wow. Actually, that was a spectacular event. I want to pass you over to my colleague over here, Kuni, who was
nice
the mastermind behind setting up the event.
Kuni?
Capture it.
Sure. You know, you saw it firsthand. You saw what a success. Everybody walked in there.
Oh, we were smart enough to get Soho platters.
Yeah, the wows. Joseph Abboud was holding this platter, and Shimshi was showing him, and he was marveling. He was saying, this is so smart. He was he's a designer.
Right.
Chris from WABC.
Sure, Chris Libertini. Shout out.
they were like, and Jeffrey Hazer, he like, the mushrooms, this is my favorite, keep me some. this was a hit. This was something, and this is the effect we get. Whenever we go to an event, the wows. And this is what you can give to your client, or when your client comes to you. Right. It's the wow factor. This is what Soho Platters, the experience you get.
So now, I want to stay with you, Kuni, for a second. You know, can you share with us one of the big events you recently did and how the customer directly benefited by having Soho Platters?
Sure. We did recently, we did one event for one of the biggest retailers in New York City. In the city, in a bowling alley.
Okay.
And one of the biggest challenges they had was that they were only able to get the bowling alley 1 hour prior to the event. And now realize this is a crowd of 500 people. And they wanted to have full-fledged food.
To me, it sounds like it's impossible, basically.
Yes, but
caterers come in a night before.
Definitely. So due to our pre-designed box platters and our fast setup, we were able to set up within minutes. And it all looked beautiful, as usual.
Wild. I mean, I've seen you do it for 6 people, 12 people. But they had 500 people. Yeah. Did I hear this right?
Yes, 500 people.
So, I mean,
they rented out the entire bowling alley.
Oh, you mean, and then I understand, because it was open for retail beforehand, and they had a private event.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, if they had to pay to rent it just for your setup, they'd be paying a tremendous amount of money.
And so the bowling alley was not willing to do that. They did, you know, they were able to rent it for the night, but.
We're going to go to a break, but before we do, I have to remind the listeners of the amazing offer that Soho Platters made. All right, here goes. They're giving away $800 in value to 2 lucky listeners. Each one gets basically a $400 value. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Now, what will you win? You're going to win food for a corporate meeting for 6 people, and it feeds more than 6. A corporate meeting for 6 people, it's as long as you're in, you know, the immediate, you know, tri-state area. 2 companies are going to win this. I'm like this is like unbelievable, because, you know, usually we give away a book. The book has great value, it's very nice, but it's not often that we give away $800 in value. And so I'm, first of all, thank you guys. I mean, this is extremely gracious.
Oh, pleasure.
But again, 2 lucky listeners are going to win a fully catered business meeting lunch or breakfast. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. 2 lucky listeners are going to win for their company a fully catered breakfast or lunch. Wow. Man, oh man. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Ever wished, as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events, that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets, terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening in studio, Shimshi Templer, Cooney Gans, David Stanton of Soho Platters. Thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Well, before I get to my next question, I want to remind the listeners the giveaway tonight is unreal. All right, two lucky companies are going to win a fully catered, whether it's breakfast, lunch, for their next meeting, each one independently, a $400 value. All right, this is, and it's not every day we're giving this away. All you have to do to be entered is text in 64600. Okay, that's the number. Text in MYB. So again, text over MYB to 64600. Two lucky companies are going to win a catered breakfast, a catered lunch for six, for going to two separate companies. Again, it's going to, from Soho Platters, this is like really amazing. Each one a $400 value. And good luck to everyone. And of course, if you don't win, you could still be a winner by ordering Soho Platters for your next event. SohoPlatters.com, SohoPlatters.com. David, I'm going to open with you. Yeah, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, you're always ready. You guys are ready for anything.
Try my best.
You know, I mean, one of the questions, I'm sorry, I'm just going to, you know what? Really, anyone who wants to answer this, you know, let's say someone, you know, they're listening to the show. It's now, let's say, it's 10:30 at night on a Sunday night. And they're like, man, you know, I have a meeting tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I should have thought of you guys earlier. Is, you know, could they still call 8 o'clock in the morning and get, you know, and get a delivery by 11? They could have a good lunch meeting, or they have to like call a week in advance or a day in advance.
So absolutely. That's a very good question. We have actually a call center which takes your call 24 hours a day.
I don't believe it.
But never closed.
Yes, we have sometimes people calling late at night. Now, we do have a cutoff time for the next day.
Right, I mean, naturally, you have to prepare. The food is delicious. It's made fresh. I mean,
correct. But if anybody would have any concern about the order the next day or any change in time, they can call us in 24 hours
a
day.
Unreal.
And somebody will take their phone call.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, Cooney?
If you want to order for that day at 8:30, you could do that. You
That's
can call
special.
In, and you'll get it to the
That's
city,
tight.
To whatever
amazing.
You want.
You guys have it down such a science. You know, I have a question for David. Soon I want to get to the tracking, because, we here at Bottom Line, as I mentioned a number of times, we love dealing with you guys. Let's just be straight.
Thank you.
And every single detail is figured out. I don't know how you guys did it. But, David, let's talk about food. You know, how can food affect a serious business atmosphere? Say, an important meeting.
Excellent question, Yitzchak.
Thank you.
I actually have two very interesting answers.
Okay.
There is a famous saying, food sets the mood.
Sure does.
I want to elaborate on that just a little. Number one, when important people enter into a corporate meeting, there automatically is a room full of tension.
Yes, stiff.
Skinny, tight-fitted suits, ties pulled all the way up there to the brim.
Ouch.
You see, when you bring food into the equation, all of a sudden, people let their guard down. Now, why is that? I want to tell you.
Okay.
The most polite way to eat is to eat calmly and relaxed. Hence, ties gently loosen a little, jackets open up or even come off, and the entire meeting automatically turns into a much more relaxed and pleasant atmosphere to be in. Number two, food creates a certain form of mirroring. Mirroring is the behavior in which one person subconsciously imitates the gesture, speech pattern, or attitude of another. This concept takes place in everyday interactions and often goes unnoticed by both the person enacting the mirroring and the person that's being mirrored.
So true.
Studies show, studies show that when one is being mirrored or mirroring occurs, it automatically creates a natural commonality, a connection which puts both parties on the same page for the good. Food introduced into a corporate meeting automatically creates a room where everybody is subconsciously mirroring, i.e. signals of relaxation, guards let down, and the healthy movement patterns of people eating. The subconscious behavior creates an extremely pleasant atmosphere that far more business deals tend to take place.
David, you sound like a professor. No, but it's so true. It's so true. I mean, you articulate it so well.
He has the science.
Yeah. And you know, accent doesn't hurt there, all right? I'm just going to be honest.
I appreciate that.
Shimshi, I'm going to turn to you. Let's get more specific. You have a wide range of foods. Really, and I've seen it, you know, from the mushroom quiche that Jeffrey Hazlett couldn't stop eating. And, you know, those cheesecakes, unreal. Are there certain types of foods that work better for certain types of events?
Absolutely. When a customer calls in, we get to understand what types of event the customer is talking, what crowd type, what time of the day, which is extremely important. Yeah. Is it the morning, afternoon? Is it 5 o'clock, where usually people get a little more hungry?
Mm-hmm.
So we can recommend the right food. So for instance, an interview, we wouldn't be giving eclair parmesan, right? But when it comes to a 5 o'clock
right.
event,
that's right.
then that's a thing. So we, in general, focus a lot on the finger food, which is generally good for meetings and for these type of corporate events.
David, I'm going to go back to you here. Kuni, I have some more questions for you as well. But just David,
there.
You know,
hanging in there.
We all know that it's important to send gifts to people, you know, you're doing business with, you know. But, you know, I'm just going to ask, you know, sending a bottle of wine or a tray of chocolate, is that becoming too passé? You know, how could delivering, and I understand, we didn't talk about this yet in the show, that you even have a service that if company A deals with company B, and let's say, you know, they want to win them over, okay, and that they could, they have a, that not they, you have a service that they can order from Soho Platters, and that means company A sends the entire meal to company B, and of course their whole team now has a great appreciation and love for company A. I mean, can you explain that? How does that work?
So I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to elaborate a little on that. Basically, the challenge what companies have when sending food to other businesses
mm-hmm.
is kind of, it's a little tacky, because when you send Yitzchak to your client, for instance, so the client would call up their cafe with a price tag attached to it.
It's very awkward.
They would have to call you back and say, okay, the food costed $500, and it's kind of how much should we spend? So what we did is we created a perfect formula to send a gift without having the recipient being involved in terms of monetary,
mm-hmm.
and it should be a smooth process for the sender.
Mm-hmm.
So what we created a form, a very simple form. For instance, if Bottom Line Marketing would want to send for their client,
mm-hmm.
we would put a Bottom Line Marketing logo on that form,
wow.
And we would send it to the, you would send it to the client. Now, the client would receive the form in the email.
Right.
And basically, the client gets to fill out that form saying, okay, we want it next week,
right.
Tuesday.
At the time they want it.
Correct. And how many people they have in the office. So this kind of takes away the back and forth.
Such detail.
And what happens is, once the client presses submit, you get to review
right.
those documents and kind of approve those documents. Once you approve the form, we at Soho Platters receive this form, mm-hmm. and we kind of come into that company, and
it's all done automatic. The second you hit approve on your email, and it's automatically in our system. We have all the client's address information for how many people.
Amazing.
And it just goes and with the flow.
So I'm just going to cut right in here because there are so many details that go on under the hood, as they say, behind the scenes. But for the customer from company A, who's the customer ordering from Soho Platters for company B, it's just it makes it seamless. And it's very smooth to order it. Yet at the same time, it's very, very comfortable for company B to handle this. It's not
correct
in a way that's uncomfortable or tacky.
Correct. So I'll give you one example.
Sure.
So for instance, if you are, let's say, doing construction on a new project in a home, and you want to treat the person that's moving into that home,
mm-hmm.
you would actually send out an email with that link to that
nice,
customer.
Nice.
And that customer gets to fill out the day that they're moving in. And this is kind of a gesture to show that you appreciate the customer. And on the day of their customer's moving in, that customer receives a beautiful Soho package. And without the interaction
right.
back and forth from the consumer to the recipient.
I'm going to move to Cooney here. I got to give you a chance, and it's so fantastic what you do. And again, thank you to you, Cooney, and to the whole team here for the amazing setup and delicious food that you provided at 77 WABC's Executive Business Forum. It was really, and I saw that, to win over Joseph Abboud is, that's a big deal. He travels the world. He's running a massive operation, over 1,000 employees, and he was wowed by your stuff. That's pretty impressive, all right?
Definitely.
Now, I understand, and again, from bottom line itself, dealing with you, that you have an up-to-date tracking system. Perhaps you could talk about tracking system, which is so key because, living in a day and age like, you Uber, right? You're clicking it, you know where your car is, when it's coming, when it's arriving. You have something in place where, I don't know that you know where the driver is, but I know what's going on. I know when to expect it. How does that work?
Sure. We thought about everything, every little to the last detail. So therefore, we have our tracking system technology that is like Uber style. As the order goes out, you receive a text message and an email with tracking where that driver is. And as the order arrives, you get another text message that the order that the driver arrived. Now, our professional drivers team will come in, set up the platters on your conference room table with all the drinks, cutlery, and everything we send along for every order. And then they have to get a signature and a picture. They have to take a picture from how the order is set up so we can be sure that you're getting, or the client you're sending that gift to, is getting the right experience. And once you experience this, it's like using Uber. You just can't go back to the times where you're just left in the dark and not knowing what you're paying. And what you're getting, and then you don't know when it's arriving. And when it arrives, you still have to set it up. And then just imagine, after you do all this, you went through the whole hassle, you realize that you don't have a fork to eat.
And it's like, let me jump in on that.
Sure.
In the beginning, when we rolled out, in general, the entire tracking,
mm-hmm.
we were surprised when customers used to call us in saying, okay, they want the order for 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We would show up there and kind of waiting to set up the order. But the customers would tell us, the event is 10 o'clock in the evening. And we were kind of surprised,
right.
What's going on here?
Right. Because they were always used to doing it that way.
Exactly. And not only that, the customers used to tell us that we used to order from other companies, and they had to give a three-hour window, so they made sure that the food is on time.
But
now they have the tracking. They can see exactly what's going on.
It's so like Uber that you even get to rate and comment on the driver. It's exactly that.
I'm going to move back to Shimshi here. You know, tell us about affiliate corporate relationships. I mean, do you work with any business who use your services for their clients?
So Yitzchak, yeah. as you well know, the prospect of getting into somebody's office, for instance, a salesperson, getting into somebody's office
is
these
very
days
difficult.
Is very, very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. So what we rolled out is, for instance, pharmaceutical companies, they have many reps. They want to come into doctors' offices to pitch their, mm-hmm. let's say, drug.
Of course.
So when they call up their doctor's offices, usually they get their runaround, okay, call me next
they're
week.
They're not getting in.
How about that the rep sends an email, like I said before,
right.
to the doctor's office saying, lunch is on us. And basically, the customer gets to fill out, the office gets to fill out those
Brilliant.
Information. And the day that they selected, the salesperson shows up at the office. And there's no better way right. to make a sale on that.
Besides that, I had my experience where I actually went to a business advisor. And we were speaking about what, and he asked me, what do you do? And I showed him soil platters, and he was like, are you serious? He says, you know how many times I go down to places, but I cannot walk in to a meeting bringing food.
Right, and you're to not go getting order. In.
And here, know? I can walk in together with the client and at the same time, and it's all set up.
Amazing. Shimshi, just coming back to it, it's such a brilliant strategic move. What other industries do you envision partnering with in the days ahead?
So Yitzchak, we, as you can see, we are on the cutting edge of technology. But
since
you mentioned before, there are thousands and thousands of listeners, I wouldn't give up too much
information. All right. I'm not going to put you on the spot here. I do want to get to a final question to Shimshi as the brain behind all this. First of all, before I get to remind the listeners about our amazing giveaway, first, what is the phone number? So many people are listening. They want to know, how can they get in touch? What is the phone number and website for Soho Platters?
718-972-7646. Again, that's 718-972-7646. Or you can go online at SohoPlatters.com. SohoPlatters.com.
Now, our giveaway this evening, two lucky companies are going to win a catered meal for six. Catered is you guys are more than caterers. I don't know how to, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm not knocking anyone. I'm just, you guys, the experience.
It's catering in a box.
It's catering in a box. It's even more than that. But for a business meeting, this is really, really special. Two lucky companies are going to win. All you have to do is text over 64600. That's the number. I'm sorry. Text over MYB. MYB to 64600. Two lucky companies are going to win this. Each one is roughly a $400 value. Unreal. So, again, make sure to text over MYB to 64600. Two lucky companies are going to win this. You'll see for yourself once you win it. I mean, it's just unreal. Shimshi, we're going to close out. And, of course, a special thank you to the executives here from Soho Platters. I'll give a final farewell after. But I just, it was such an amazing concept. What final business takeaway could you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Yes. So my experience taught me having good ideas isn't great enough to build a business. You must be super focused on the needs of the consumers and ask yourself, what do my customers need? How can I best serve them? The answer to these questions becomes the foundation of your business model. And that's exactly what Soho Platters is.
What a show, what a show, what a show. Shimshi Templer, Cooney Gans, David Stanton, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
And remember, SohoPlatters.com. You want to win over your next client? SohoPlatters.com. Turn your leads into clients. That's the tagline I would say for you guys. Wow, what a great show, but we're out of time. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over 2 decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. DaleCarnegie.com.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.